You're listening to SBS News.
Leading United States infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says Americans should take whatever vaccine is immediately available to them, considering they now have three on offer. The single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine was approved for use over the weekend, with Dr. Fauci saying he'd have no hesitancy whatsoever in taking it himself.
All three of them are really quite good, and people should take the one that's most available to them. If you go to a place and you have J&J and that's the one that's available now, I would take it. I personally would do the same thing. I think people need to get vaccinated as quickly and as expeditiously as possible. And if I would go to a place where they had J&J, I would have no hesitancy whatsoever to take it.
Efficacy rates of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine appear lower than the other two approved shots, Pfizer and Moderna. But experts say they aren't concerned. Third phase trials have found the vaccine to be 66% effective at preventing COVID-19 illness. However, the vaccine only requires a single dose and can be kept at normal refrigerated temperatures, unlike the Pfizer and Moderna, which require deep cooling. Neighbouring Canada is still wary of the health situation in the US, with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying borders will remain closed.
Obviously, as vaccinations increase, we're all hoping for good news and to get through this, but we'll continue to engage with the White House and with the administration on the best times to start releasing border measures. But for now, we all need to keep safe, and that means keeping them in place.
The United States still has the highest rates of new infections and COVID-19 related deaths in the world. Not far behind is the United Kingdom, with the fifth highest COVID-19 rate of deaths and cases detected. Numbers remain high despite new milestones, officials reporting 20 million people have now been inoculated. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says vaccination is the route out of the pandemic.
I'm absolutely delighted that over 20 million people have now been vaccinated across the UK. It's absolutely fantastic. Huge thanks to the team. But in particular, I want to thank every single person who's come forward to get the jab, because we know with increasing confidence that the jab protects you, it protects your community, and it also is the route out of this for all of us.
600,000 doses of the Chinese Sinovac COVID-19 vaccines have arrived in the Philippines. The donated supply is the first batch of vaccines to arrive in the country, despite having the second highest number of coronavirus infections and deaths in the region. President Rodrigo Duterte says the arrival brings hope.
We welcome this day with high hopes of finally ending the COVID-19 pandemic in our country. I convey my sincere gratitude to the Chinese people and the government of China for this gesture of friendship and solidarity, the hallmark of Philippine-China partnership.
Aside from the donated vaccines from Sinovac, the government has separately ordered 25 million doses from the China-based company. Meanwhile, in Hungary, the country's Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, has been inoculated with the Chinese Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine. He plans on speeding up the vaccination program with deliveries from Eastern countries, such as China and Russia, criticising the European Union's relatively slow vaccination rollout.
I've just received the vaccine. Since then, I've been back here in the Prime Minister's office and working. As you can see, I'm fine. You should not be afraid either. The third wave is attacking us, and it will be stronger than the previous two. Please register and get vaccinated. This is the only possible way of protection.
Hungary last week became the first country in the European Union to begin using China's Sinopharm jab. A nationwide curfew between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. has been in effect since November last year, with gatherings over 10 people also banned. This didn't deter protesters in the country's capital, Budapest, from gathering over the weekend, saying they'd had enough. One woman concerned about her child's education prospects if online learning continues.
I'm limited in my freedom, but what about the kids? They can't go to school. If they're learning online, what future will they have?
Across the ditch, New Zealand is back in lockdown after two mystery cases were detected in Auckland. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she hopes the seven-day lockdown will break transmission.
We've beaten COVID's chain of transmission before, and it's even more important that we do it again. That's because we are dealing with a more transmissible strain, but also because we are so close to getting an extra layer of protection into our border system through our vaccine rollout. We just need to keep going.
New Zealand started its official rollout of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine 2 weeks ago, with a small group of medical professionals vaccinated in Auckland. The government expects nationwide inoculation of the country's 5 million people will take a full year. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.